The Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security released a damning report today about immigrants detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in New Jersey. The Essex County Correctional Facility holds more immigrants than any other jail in our area, but detainees there are kept in unsanitary and unsafe conditions. That's according to the report. Joining us to describe what the Inspector General found is WNYC's Matt Katz, who has reported on and visited the jail. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Sean.
So just to start, tell us what some of the highlights, or we should probably call them lowlights, were from the report.
The scariest anecdote is really about this loaded gun that a county jail guard apparently left in a staff bathroom and then was found by an immigrant who was cleaning the bathroom as part of his $1.50 a day job. Fortunately, the detainee alerted officers about this before anyone got hurt, but the county never told ICE, which is apparently a violation of its contract. And this was the fourth time in less than a year that the county had failed to notify ICE of a security incident involving detainees, according to the Inspector General. The guard ended up being suspended for 45 days, and county officers told the detainee not to speak about it. But we now know about it, and this violation could result in a fine of up to 5% of the revenue that the county receives from ICE. That revenue is about $34 million a year, wow. And ICE is now considering whether to penalize Essex for this.
You also mentioned unsanitary conditions. What did they find in the dining areas?
Moldy bread set aside to be made into bread pudding, raw chicken leaking blood all over a refrigerator,
wow.
Quote, foul-smelling and unrecognizable hamburgers that were served to detainees. Inspectors included a picture of a hamburger that they took during a surprise inspection last July, and I looked at the caption twice because at first I thought it was burnt toast. There's also a picture in the report of some slimy, discolored lunch meat.
Needless to say, Matt, that sounds pretty gross.
Yeah, it's also dangerous. Detainees told inspectors they've been vomiting and getting diarrhea. They filed 200 kitchen-related grievances in the first 7 months of last year, and they told inspectors they now just buy packaged food through the commissary. One quote from a detainee in the report is, "For dinner, we were served meatballs that smell like fecal matter."
Wow.
Another said the food looked like it came from a dumpster and he got a stomach infection that was diagnosed as being related to the food. Inspectors also found unsanitary shower stalls, ceilings leaking all over the place, including one onto detainee beds. And then there were mattresses that were in such poor condition that detainees used ripped up bed sheets to tie the seams together so the filling from the mattress wouldn't come out.
Matt, this is just truly awful. Is there a plan at all to fix all of this?
The report said ICE and the county have addressed these problems in recent months, but they're going to keep inspecting and monitoring to make sure that the improvements are really implemented.
So as we said, you visited the jail. You've been speaking to people. Can you tell us about the immigrants that are housed in the Essex County Jail?
Yeah, there are about 800 there. They haven't been charged with crimes, although some do have criminal records. They're basically awaiting hearings on orders of deportation, like for being undocumented, and others are waiting for travel arrangements so they can be deported. But they wear prison jumpsuits. ICE pays the county $117 a day per detainee, and that's become a far more lucrative deal now in the Trump era because there's so many more people being detained, which has caused a considerable controversy because the jail is run by a Democratic-controlled county government. The director of the jail, Al Ortiz, sent me a statement saying the jail passes inspections by a variety of organizations every year, and they take a proactive approach to meet the needs of detainees and provide them high standards of care.
Do you have any sense of how this compares to other detention centers in our area?
I actually put that question to First Friends, which is an advocacy group that visits all four of the detention centers in New Jersey, and they said Essex is indeed the worst. They're not given regular permission to visit the jail, unlike elsewhere, so it's hard for them to even know what's happening. Here's Victor Salama. He's the executive director of First Friends. He referenced the fact that the county is currently pouring millions into improvements at the Turtleback Zoo that it runs.
It's highly disappointing to me that our county government seems to be spending more time worrying about, you know, lions and tigers and giraffes at the zoo and less about, you know, human dignity at our detention centers.
He said there needs to be transparency and that First Friends should be able to get in there and monitor it. One other issue I want to add about Essex, you're more likely to get deported if you're there. And that's because the detainees are all from New Jersey and most don't get lawyers. And while the Hudson and Bergen County jails in New Jersey hold New Yorkers, those New Yorkers get legal services through New York City and state. New Jersey, though, only pays for the lawyers of a small percentage of detainees. And without a lawyer, you're more likely to lose your case and get deported.
That's WNYC's Matt Katz. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Sean.